You may not know this, but it's 25 years since Band Aid. And I think the anniversary has been rather low key. I think they could have made more of a big deal about it on the BBC. Absolutely. So what are our memories of Band Aid stroke Live Aid, and how does it echo down the years, Eddie?
Well, it was the first time I was aware of such a billing of acts in one event.
Was it the first time that had actually happened?
Well, I think yes, perhaps. It was, to be honest with you. I think even though you had the Woodstock, Isle of Wight Festival, all that stuff, that superseded everything before that, to be honest with you, in terms of the names it had.
Yeah, Woodstock.
Because they were all high profile names.
Not all high profile.
No, let me just get to the point now. Let me get to the point. Think about Live Aid, the British side of things. I think we did it a lot better than the Americans, because obviously America never really quite gets it with those sort of events. They didn't get it on Live Aid, they didn't get it with Live Aid. And you always have stars turning, particularly in Live Aid, where people are off key. Bob Dylan, Led Zeppelin, they were off key, bloody rotten, really bad. Whereas it was a bit more structured, a bit more tight. With the British version.
Although, as we said, Adamant wasn't great.
So bad, he only had one song. Yeah.
Or indeed Michael Palin, for those of you who remember, he had to fill for quite some time while acts were getting ready, and tried to do a sketch, and this was in front of, you know, the world, as he was, and bless him, you could see on his face he'd lost the crowd.
Well, I remember it was Mel Smith and Griffith Jones dressed as police officers. Thing was, they were there cracking gags. It was lost on the Wembley Stadium. It just didn't work at all. You know, Chevy Chase, you know, he cracked a few jokes before introducing Duran Duran in Philadelphia. And it was lost. People like going, you know, by that point, Philadelphia was pretty pissed. You know, and they said, we don't care.
In the British sense.
In the British sense, yeah. In the British sense, yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because if memory serves, Judas fucking Priest played for about an hour at the top of the Philadelphia set.
Did they?
They played and played and played, and then Joan Baez came on and started singing Kumbaya. And that's when I switched off.
And did they... And did you see that thing about there was some band in Russia? Because they tried to make it so global.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and all they got was film footage of cherry pickers. And all that. But on reflection, this is where I'm going to be slightly negative. Looking at the acts that did turn up then, you wouldn't have got away with that now, because a lot of those acts that did turn up were a little bit passe. The Who, and perhaps Queen.
Did The Who actually turn up?
Yeah, they performed.
Oh, they did. Oh,
bits of Led Zeppelin.
You know, but there were bands. There was nothing that represented new, young bands of that time in 1985, with the exception of perhaps
Nick Kershaw,
Howard Jones,
all those.
So it was weird how now that wouldn't be occasioned for, because it was like, well, hang on a minute.
I couldn't disagree more.
Really?
I was just looking at the top 10 bands in terms of live turnover for this year, and there's only one current act that makes it into the top 10, and the youngest band in the list is U2 at number one. But maybe they programmed it because they knew who would have disposable income. The baby boomers were in there, so they were in their sort of late 30s, early 40s.
Sure, yeah.
They would have had the kind of disposable income that a charity she wants. Whereas, you know, scrubby, new romantic, bedsit wetting teenagers such as ourselves didn't have a pot to piss in.
Well, also, as well, I mean, U2, when Live Aid came out, were still young.
Yes.
And you know, people like David Bowie were still making good records.
Yeah.
You know,
on the latter there, let me just correct you there. I mean, David Bowie still making good records?
In 1985,
absolutely.
He was. Yeah.
Let's dance.
He was still great in 1985.
Went a bit. The Serious Moonlight tour, where he looked like a bloody ice cream. It rubbish. And I have to say, it was just to correct history here, it was 1985. After Let's Dance was Blue Jean. Awful album.
Wow. The name was Blue Jean.
Rubbish. So he'd gone shit even further.
His classic Let's Dance is a great album.
Sorry, I know the video was filmed in Australia, but you know, it was rubbish.
Tom, what were your most favourite?
I do. My mum at the time worked at a middle school, and they had a video recorder. In those days, nobody else in the whole of my hometown had a video recorder.